Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There I was with the old man, stranded again, so off I'd ran. A young world crashing around me, no possibilities of getting what I need. He looked at me and smiled, said, no! No,
welcome back to 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Bill Schley's here. We're glad he's here, too. Bill's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on in his ninth year as a member of our Brain Trust, the author of The Unstoppables, Tapping Your Entrepreneurial Power, which is it's a very powerful book, folks. You will love the stories in this book. You will love how this, if you're an entrepreneur, if you want to be, you need to read what Bill says about tapping your entrepreneurial power in this book. Bill, congratulations again on this outstanding work you have.
Thanks, Jim.
And it's theunstoppables.com, right? That's your website.
Unstoppables.com with Unstoppables with two P's.
Yep.
You know, we named it that after we started talking Navy SEALs instead of professors to find out about what motivates people to go through risk and keep going,
right,
and not quit, and to adapt, especially to adapt on the fly to change that, mm-hmm, where the consequences of change might be that if you get it wrong, you might not survive.
Right.
And how they deal with that kind, especially how they deal with fear.
Exactly.
And that was the most interesting part. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. I agree with you. And fear. We talked about fear in the previous segment a little bit about the power of fear. And I said, you know, fear can be a motivator or an immobilizer.
Well, what they will tell you is that they'll tell you, don't ever think for a second that you're ever gonna be rid of your fear ever.
Right. Right.
Because every change automatically, instinctively, a fear impulse accompanies that change. It just, mm-hmm, automatically, instinctively does. So that you're a fool to think you can eliminate fear. What you can do is you can break its hold over you,
mm-hmm,
by having a relationship with fear, where you start to understand, first of all, you understand what fear is and have a relationship with it. So you realize if I go through it and I understand it, I can turn it into power, and I can turn it into my advantage.
Mm-hmm.
I can turn it into my energy and my edge, but I can't eliminate it. And so,
you can actually have a relationship with fear, can't you?
That's what they call it. They will actually say they even talk to it. It sounds kind of funny, but they'll talk to it. They'll sit there and they say, oh yeah, you again. You know,
I don't want to compare myself to a Navy SEAL, but I do that.
Well, listen.
It's when you do what I call having a word with yourself.
Well, exactly. Self-talk. They call it self-talk.
No question.
But you may not want to compare yourself to Navy SEAL, but the Navy SEALs that I got to know sure as hell want to compare themselves with you, because the guys that are retiring and want to start businesses, they're going through the same fear,
mm-hmm,
and they're sitting there going, "I'm a Navy SEAL. What am I so scared to? I've been to helicopters at midnight into Iraq.
Right.
But here I am thinking about starting a small business, and I'm sitting there scared, you know, whateverless.
Right.
And because it's the same thing. Because there's change, and they're going into something that they're not used to, they're not comfortable with, and they're going into unknown, which is, you know, and so that was an enlightening thing that they feel the exact same way. So we're all,
mm-hmm,
in the same boat. And an entrepreneur who's starting a business goes through the same thing. It's scary. So now we have to deal with this changing world, and that's scary too, right, Jim?
Yeah, it is. But I want to stick on this fear thing, because
in the
previous segment, previous visit with my friend Nancy Rozanoff, our intuition expert, she,
mm-hmm,
talked about the power of not knowing. And when we talked about that, that brought us into fear. That brought,
mm-hmm,
us into understanding our relationship,
mm-hmm,
with fear. When you don't know something, there's a power in not knowing. In that, look,
mm-hmm,
at what you, if you don't know something and you go ahead anyway, you're claiming what you haven't learned yet. You're claiming what you don't,
mm-hmm,
know. You're embracing that, and that's part, in my opinion, that's part of the relationship with fear.
Well, sometimes I know I've heard great entrepreneurs say, You know, we succeeded because we got going because we didn't know what we didn't know
right.
yet.
That's right. And I didn't know I wasn't supposed to.
I didn't know we were supposed to fail. I didn't know it couldn't be done. I'm
right.
serious. We didn't know it couldn't be done. If we'd known it couldn't be done, we said, "Oh, we can't do that."
I'm glad I didn't know then what I know now.
Exactly.
Hey Bill, good job today. Come back soon.
Oh, absolutely. We only get to the beginning every time we talk.
I know. When we come back, I want to talk about branding in the industry.
Yeah, I want to talk about that.
All right, we'll do that next time. Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. Good job. Bill Schley.
Great.
Ladies and gentlemen, I told you we'd get smarter when Bill joined us. He'll be back another day. That's theunstoppables.com, by the way. That's his website. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I promise. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.